From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. A huge unclaimed lottery prize, a pause at a controversial wind project, and legislation that regulates what your doctor can tell you had you talking to us last week. We begin with a lot of money. It would be the largest single lottery prize ever claimed in New Jersey, if it is claimed. One winning ticket was sold for the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot on March 26th. It was sold at the ShopRite liquor store on Route 66 in Neptune. The winner has yet to come forward, and time is running out. The New Jersey Lottery says they have no way of knowing who bought the ticket unless the winner comes forward. The ticket expires 1 year after the drawing. Winners can remain anonymous, but they have to present the winning ticket in person to lottery officials. If the jackpot is not claimed, it would go down in history as the largest unclaimed jackpot in the United States. A highly controversial bill got a preliminary okay from an assembly committee last week. The proposed law looks to crack down on what bill sponsors say is misinformation in the doctor's office, making it subject to disciplinary action. But the debate is, what do we accept as fact? What's considered nonsense? And who ultimately makes that decision?
A major challenge in public health today is the spread of misinformation, says bill sponsor Assemblyman Herb Conaway.
And this misinformation makes it very difficult for public health entities to actually do the job that they're assigned to do, tasked to do, and that is to advance the public health.
Many individuals and groups say this bill goes too far. Gregory Quinlan with the Center for Garden State Families says the government should not be involved in this.
Just because there's one nut out there that says there's microchips in a vaccine, we don't need a brand new law.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey has hit the pause button on a major and controversial offshore wind energy project, because the project is facing some major problems.
On Wednesday, the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities granted a pause to Leading Light Wind on its project to build up to 100 turbines around 40 miles off the coast of Long Beach Island. Developers are struggling to find someone to manufacture blades for the turbines. State officials say the pause will allow the developer to find a suitable wind turbine supplier. The pause will last through December 20th. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey's first news is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone each morning. New York recently added an element of legal marijuana that New Jersey is still lacking. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says at minimum, home grow cannabis should be allowed for enrolled medical patients.
Cancer patient or someone with struggling with anxiety or whatever it may be, I think it makes absolute sense. We can put the penalties in if anyone tries to abuse it, just as every other state has done.
Delaware is the only other state with legal marijuana that does not allow even medical patients to grow a small supply at home. If you want to take the weight loss drug Ozempic or Wegovy, it's going to cost you about $1,000 a month. That's the price in the U.S. In Canada, it's $155 a month. In Germany, it's only $59. So why the huge difference? The CEO of drug maker Novo Nordisk summoned before Congress last week, but he didn't answer that question. Members of the Senate Health Committee demanded the company stop ripping Americans off. State officials are cracking down on unlicensed and unscrupulous movers and issuing some pretty big fines.
About two dozen moving companies doing business without being licensed by the state were called to a storage site in Monroe for a job. When they showed up, their status was verified and they were issued a $5,000 fine. Two companies were deemed repeat offenders and fined double. Of those fined, multiple movers were based in Somerset, Middlesex, and Burlington counties. Before hiring a mover, residents are urged to check the license status and whether any consumer complaints have been lodged. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Surfers and fishermen do not need a beach badge to enter the water, but can they be on the beach? Viral video of Belmar police arresting a surfer for refusing to show his tag brought new attention to the issue. Legislation now pending in Trenton that would clarify the law, allowing free access to the water and to the beach for surfers and fishermen along the entire New Jersey coastline. It was a surprise announcement from the U.S. Postal Service. Stamp prices will not be going up.
U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said that come January 2025, the post office would not up the prices on first-class mail and other postal items. Over the past 2 years, the prices of these kinds of things have routinely been increased, but it seems postage inflation has finally been curbed, at least for a bit. The last time prices on stamps rose was this past July, when forever stamps went up to 73 cents a pop. Danny DeCrescenzo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Disney Plus is the latest streaming platform to crack down on password sharing. Just one extra member allowed per household per account. You can add a user outside your household for $7 a month. Netflix and other streaming platforms have all made similar moves. After nearly a century in business, Wonderland Pier will close Sunday, October 13th. The iconic amusement park was purchased by the owner of the Icona Hotel and Resort chain in 2021. It's never made money for the new owner. Many locals fear the amusement park is going to be demolished and a new hotel built on the property, but the owners say they're going to need about 6 months to figure out what comes next. Divers working out of Point Pleasant have found the wreckage of a French ocean liner. It was lost 168 years ago off the coast of Massachusetts.
Writing on its Facebook page, Atlantic Wreck Salvage reports its divers found the Lilian A in about 200 feet of water. The ship sank after colliding with the American sailing ship Adriatic on November 2, 1856. The Adriatic continued on its way. There were 132 passengers and crew on board the Lilian A. 114 died. The wreck received a brief mention in Jules Verne's classic novel, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Larry Kofsky.
Have you ever thought about giving your loved one a green or a natural burial? There is a cemetery in Cape May County that offers a unique way to memorialize someone.
A green burial means no embalming, no concrete vault or outer burial container. Biodegradable shrouds and wicker caskets are used instead, says Ed Bixby, owner of Steelman Town Cemetery in Woodbine. He says what makes a natural burial special is the family is part of the entire process.
When they arrive at the cemetery, they can place their loved one on the wagon, bring them back to the gravesite, place them on the grave. And why that's really important is essentially you're caring for your loved one, you know, as you would have cared for them while they were living. You know, it's a final act of kindness, and it's very, very cathartic.
Headstones are allowed, but they must be natural field stones that can be engraved and painted. Jenner Solo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime. Just go to nj1015.com and click On Demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.